Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, how do you enjoy prosperity? Well, you do all the stuff that got you there in the first place.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
All the little things, you know, it's not some deal where you I'll get in trouble for this, I'm certain, but...
Andy Dirt Johnson.
Where you know, instead of playing hard and getting a first down and getting a play, then, you know, you want to sit behind a shade tree, eat a fish sandwich, and drink a lemonade with your fat little girlfriend.
And Brendan Sprague.
I'm working on this trademark cough. What do you think? It's getting better, too. Well, then, we marched it downfield.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on a Tuesday edition. Orem is getting introduced to radio opens, and hears Leach just coughing and goes, what is this? That's one of the greatest opens we've ever created on this program. Mike Leach, RIP the Pirate, going to be in the Hall of Fame soon, though I didn't see his name on the latest College Football Hall of Fame nominees.
But there was like 70 people on the list.
So maybe I just missed it, but well, they changed the rule
think
for him.
There's a there's players.
I saw
and
some
then coaches.
I didn't see his name right away, so maybe okay. I missed it, but I digress. He will get in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, that is one of the greatest press conferences ever, as he is coughing because he's clearly sick. Then bragging about how his cough's almost gone, and then being so choked up by the cough he can't talk anymore. It's just one of my favorite Leach moments. We have a lot to get to in the final hour of the program. This is Bill Orem's final hour of radio in his life.
Probably ever.
He's not enjoying it.
That's not true.
I don't know what to do
you
here.
You are misrepresenting my feelings.
Well, welcome to radio.
You don't speak for me.
Welcome to radio. Happens every day.
By the way, Mike Leach, not on this list. He's not on the list.
Yeah, so it's weird. They changed the rule.
He's not on the 2026 College Football Hall of Fame ballot.
Okay, I thought I read that
right. Do you have to be put forth by one of your former schools to?
He would have been on it. I think what they did is they changed the rule or the measurement for coaches' winning percentage for him, but they didn't want it to sound like that. So they went. They're going to go 1 year without him on the list, unless there's like a weird. You got to be out of coaching for a decade requirement, but I don't believe that is the case either. So I know Adamkin Sue's on the list.
He is, and so are Jonathan Stewart and Kenyon Barner.
College Football Hall of Fame, Dirt said it's overrated. It's probably like basketball. I think if you were good, your team had a moment, you're in.
You want another local name that's on this list?
Sure.
Paul Durham, the coach at Linfield from 1948 to 67.
Bulls brother.
Won 7 conference championships and the 62 NAIA Coach of the Year.
There you go. The pride of Linfield.
I think that's the issue because you have it goes all different classifications of college football.
Okay. He'll get in.
He'll get in.
There's no doubt. They changed that whole thing because his winning percentage was exactly where they needed
to be. What a troll, though.
Is Les Miles on the list?
Is who?
Is Les Miles on the list.
Oh, let me ask. Okay, hold on.
I heard this conversation.
You heard this conversation?
Yes.
So where were you at? Les Miles, Hall of Fame guy or no?
I think the answer is yes. But it's like not a. I don't feel
Wait,
great about
the
it.
Fence there. Is it a yes or a no?
I said yes.
I said when I hear him, I don't think it.
I don't. There's people on this list. I don't think Hall of Fame when I think Kenyon Barner.
Yeah. Well, player coach are different. Though.
They are. But I'm just saying, like, there are plenty of people who go in the Hall of Fame that you're kind of like, oh, didn't quite think of that. But yeah, I guess the math it maths out.
That's the Basketball Hall of Fame for me. Anytime they announce someone, I'm just like, sure, why not?
Well, so did you follow the
Mitch Richmond's not a Hall of Famer.
But like during the basketball thing this year, right? And like tons of dudes who are like obviously Hall of Famers. Melo, Dwight, but Buck Williams was a finalist.
Mm-hmm.
Is Buck Williams a Hall of Famer in your mind?
No.
No, probably not. But then like you start looking at the numbers and
Hall of Fame role guy.
Sure. Like Luke Walton All-Star, right? But way better than a Luke Walton All-Star.
But
the numbers that we start going down, like the number of guys who actually had the points, rebounds, totals, yada yada yada. Like, there's only like six or seven of them. So there's an academic argument, but like Hall of Fame is not just black and white academic argument.
Hall of
Fame
is
also like it is sort of like a what you meant to the sport and how the sport feels about you.
It's a bit of an eye test.
Yeah.
Right? There's that part of it. Like when you watch a guy, you that's a Hall of
Fame.
And
he
it's
had
like
a lot of his All-Star years. He had a lot of his All-Star years when the Nets were crappy.
Yeah.
Is Buck porn then? Or no porn?
Oh, it's interesting. Is Buck porn?
I think Buck's soft core. So he can fall in the category, but there's not enough of it for you to freak all the way out if you catch a kid watching it.
I'd love to catch my kid watching Buck Williams highlights.
Okay, I'm going to go a different way. And I guess you don't want your kid even to watch that. I guess that's what I'm saying is like, I think he's in that between. He's pretty damn close, but I don't think he is. But it's the Basketball Hall of Fame. And so if you touched a basketball, you get in.
Well, so that was the judgment they made, right? Like he didn't get in, but he was a finalist. So then the question is this like sort of the, you know, he hasn't played in the NBA in 28 years. So it's like, is he a first-time finalist and they'll get in eventually?
At this point, people know more for the bow tie than the
Or is he a one-time finalist and that's sort of the acknowledgement of his career?
It could be that situation too.
Because Michael Cooper was a finalist a couple of times and then got in.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
But he's like a five-time champion and 10-time all-defensive player.
Kareem Magic.
He actually has the accolades.
Does he?
What did I say? Like 10-time all-defensive?
Was he ever defensive player of the year?
That's a good question.
Is Michael Cooper a Hall of Famer to you?
Another fence guy. Like I was fine when he wasn't in, and I'm fine that he is in.
I didn't feel like
the Hall of Fame was missing him. Mm. I understand why it's important to certain people that he was.
Now,
but like every role player from great teams, like, so how many Showtime Lakers are in the Hall of Fame now? Like, Worthy, Wilkes.
Is Byron in?
Byron's not, and he won't be. Byron's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he was 87. He was Defensive Player of the Year. And then he made all defensive teams.
Swag, is he a Hall of Famer, Michael Cooper?
As much as Buck Williams. I'm anti-Melo. I think he was a pure just stat accumulator more.
You don't think Melo is a Hall of Famer?
No.
He's one of the 10, like one of the 10 leading scorers of all time.
I understand
all of
that.
Won a national championship as a freshman. The Basketball Hall of Fame, so like the college stuff.
I understand. I know
there.
The standard is lower than.
He's got
other
how
Hall
many Olympic gold medals? Is it three or is it four? Like,
oh yeah,
he's like it.
He's Mr. Team USA.
They might as well call the gold medal the Carmelo Anthony Award at this point. Like, if you renamed it something, he'd be a guy that you'd probably throw in that him or Kevin Durant. And you don't think he's a Hall of Famer? Just a stat accumulator, huh?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be your franchise guy, but I don't know how we don't watch that and say Hall of Fame. That was great. Also, basketball takes a lot of crap for the Hall of Fame because everybody gets in. I actually think baseball's got the worst one. They don't know what they're doing. Baseball's weird.
It's the writers.
It's absolutely
the writers. Never trust the writers. I'm not a baseball Hall of Fame voter, but I always get such a kick out of the ballot, the paper ballot that you see the writers actually voting on. Because
have you ever had a vote?
No. But like,
do you have a vote for anything of consequence?
I got invited to have a Biletnikoff Award ballot last year, and I thought that seemed like too much work, so I declined.
You just look at the top 10 guys and you say, who have I watched? And then you vote for the best one.
So I declined. I voted.
It seems easy.
I've had the NBA awards votes for a long time.
The MVP, the first team, all that stuff.
All those, all defensive rookie of the year. Had those a lot. One year I accidentally, I'm trying to remember what the award was. It was early in Steph Curry's career, but I nearly voted. It must have been like, MVP, and I nearly put Seth Curry on the MVP ballot
because it's a Nico Harrison at Nike
because it's a drop down it's a drop down menu.
Oh no!
So I put Seth Curry in, and the NBA reached out to alert me that I might want to change that.
What was your most controversial MVP pick?
I don't remember. I got a lot of crap for giving Jody Meeks a second number two vote for most improved player in 2013-14.
Jody Meeks?
Because I covered that team, and Jody was like averaging 18 points, and like he was like he was just really, really solid.
I had
like
a buddy.
Most improved player.
I had a buddy.
I kind of regret that one.
That loved college hoops. He loved Jody Meeks at Kentucky. And I'll never forget the moment that he had to give up. And he basically acknowledged he wasn't going to be what he thought he would be. And he just called him Jody Cheeks. I mean, he was just like, no good anymore.
Jody turned his year at the with the Lakers, that second year with the Lakers, into a contract with the Pistons and then had like a terrible knee injury. And that was kind of it.
Well, it sounds like a Piston move, doesn't it? Back in the day. I won't name names. I don't want to get you in trouble. You're wearing your brand representation on your head right now. Like, very good marketing.
Thank you. Yeah, but it's what I wear on a radio show that's great marketing.
We're also on YouTube. They had a list recently of all the NBA voters. So, like, you get the beat guys, you get the national guys, right? And it shows, the list basically showed how out of the norm did you vote. And how they categorized it was hilarious. And we had a local writer that fell into the sheep category. Just voted for the same guys as everybody else in that sheep category. And I went, I don't think that person would like being in that category, given who they are and what their nature is. Because I know I would hate being in the sheep category, but I might be in the sheep category sometimes.
But does that just mean you're voting for the right people?
I mean,
it means you're basically not thinking outside of the box on almost every award you could possibly vote for. Whereas like some of the other names, you had some writers, some beat guys, couple national guys at the top that were like, I don't know what they called the top, out of the ordinary or unique or whatever the standouts. But anyways, Mike Leach. The Mike Leach Open is what got us into this whole conversation. You derailed what I wanted to get to here.
But I'm a big Buck Williams fan.
Big Buck Williams fan.
Love Buck Williams.
He is our softcore porn. Yay?
The goggles? Oh, the goggles did it.
Talk about a turn on. It moved when I saw those goggles. Oh my God. I rewatched I rewatched a late 80s, early 90s Blazer game the other day. And it was game 5, 91 Western Conference Finals, the year they should have won the championship. They were amazing. Completely choked away that series against the Lakers. And then Lakers got whopped by the Bulls. In rewatching that, I have come to the conclusion that indeed the black road uniform is absolutely not even a contest. The jersey I want them to bring back the most. The font.
Now, is it with the lowercase font or the block?
Yeah.
The lowercase Blazers. It's my favorite one.
Yeah. The black one is just. Did
they change the logo to the all caps the next year? Was it 91, 92 was the first year?
Somewhere early 90s.
It was.
I remember in the 92
the finals,
in the 92 finals they had the all caps logo.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was the line of demarcation.
Now I'll go look at the road uniform, but I'm pretty sure it was the all caps on the road, too, because the Jordan shrug game.
Yeah.
They were wearing the black all caps.
Cliff's got the all caps.
Yeah, that says it's all block capital Blazers as opposed to the under.
I think I like the lowercase one.
Yeah.
I think
and
that's
the font
my favorite.
Was different. It was fantastic. It was the same font of the pinwheel.
Oh, glorious.
Yeah, so the B looked like the pinwheel. Yeah, it's a good shout.
Less brown uniform, less Oregon for their Portland Connect jersey, and less carpet. Give me more of like what I grew up loving, and that's one of those things.
I'm trying to think if that probably is the greatest. I'm with you. Like, although the vertical Blazers, like the old school vertical Blazers.
I like it, but I think I like the across the chest black. It's the black one. There's something about that. Maybe it was how menacing they were as a team, like being as dominant as they were, how highly thought of they were around the league, how close as a title winner they were. Maybe that plays a factor into it. I was a little young, but when I see it, I just look at it and go, that is a serious franchise. It just makes me think, badass team right there.
Yeah.
And so that's the one I want them to bring back the most. They haven't done it yet, though.
You know Rossland Gethers with the Blazers, VP of communications on the basketball side. Used to work for the Kings. Before that, he worked for the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
When he got the job up here, you know, we're talking about, oh, what do you like about Portland? And he's like, well, the best thing about being working for the Blazers is they have the most badass branding in the NBA. And I was
in the whole league.
And I never really heard anybody say that.
Wow.
He's like, they have the coolest branding, the best logo in the entire NBA.
Logo, yeah.
And I was like, it's I mean, I grew up with it. Like, it always felt like kind of such an outlier. Like, mm-hmm. what is a trailblazer? What is this logo? What does it mean? Like,
yeah, what's made the 04-05 season so weird is that weird.
Oh, the wings?
The wings, and I even think the box around the logo was weird. That whole era was weird.
They brought back the wings thing, though, a little bit, like with their Mitchell and Ness stuff. Mm. Have you seen it? Mm. So I was looking for some stuff for my wife this year, and like there was there's some cool stuff, and then it's like not even a secondary logo. It's like on the bottom of like the hem of the sweatshirt.
Mm.
It's like it's got the wings logo. I'm like, why are we making that a thing? Like, why are you trying to make Fetch happen with the wings logo?
Who made that, and who thought the minute they made it, I did it.
Steve Patterson was just sitting there, like playing with, like playing with, like,
I did it. I made it better.
Microsoft Paint, and was like, "This is my contribution."
I just want to see the meeting. I want to see the. I did it. I made the ultimate change to the logo you could possibly make.
Everyone agrees that the team has a perfect logo, but what if we did this?
What if it could fly?
What if it was a basketball with angel wings? Like John Travolta in Michael.
And then what if we were terrible as we made that transition of a logo?
What if we put the building into bankruptcy as we had this new logo that everybody could get really excited about?
We just drafted Telfair. He's going to fly us to the top of the standings. Yeah. This is definitely
we're
going
to shoot
happen.
To the top of the standings.
We damn right we are.
Telfair.
all right, we got the mail sack to get into, so get the mail sack questions in to the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Looks like a good mail sack. I got to copy-paste a lot of things between now and the next segment. We got Joe Freeman for the ticker. He was in Corvallis for the regional. He'll be in Corvallis for the super regional. Emotionally, probably a little split. It's Florida State. It's his school. But they're going against OSU in the super regional. So we'll talk to him at 8:30. Dirt and Sprague back with more on the Fan.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Joe Freeman, the handsome Joe Freeman.
Obnoxiously handsome.
Yeah. It is annoying. He's the Glenn Powell of the Portland media sports scene.
It's true.
He'll join us. Great jawline. Good beard. Well, does he, though? He's got a beard. I haven't seen the jawline in a long time.
We should ask him how he feels about his jawline and what celebrity's jawline he'd like to have.
Well, we've asked him if he's ever going to not have a beard, and he basically said no. People with real beards, you're never going to see their face again. My brother-in-law is this because he's got a triple chin, but he has a great beard. He manicures it well. He trims it perfectly. He looks amazing with it. I'm jealous. But I'm never going to see his face again because he knows the minute that goes, the minute I see what's really going on down there.
Something, there's something really like poignant and sad about saying, I know I'll never see his face again.
I mean, you know, it's covering.
But then you really just realize you're talking about like face pubes. See, I'm getting on board. I'm getting on board with the bit.
You're right, though.
I'm joining you.
They match the carpet, do they not? They're just in a different location. That's all that is. We got the mail sack to get into. You are new to the show, so the mail sack is basically a Reddit AMA. People will just send in questions, and we have to answer them. I got quite a few to try to get into here before we get to Freeman. Mail sack, do you guys prefer sleeping with the blankets and sheets tucked in or loose on top? How do you feel when you go to a hotel?
Tucked in. I like it tight.
I tear that bed apart.
You're good at radio. That's well put by you, Orm. You like it apart?
Yeah, I don't. At home, all
you
I
like
have
it
is
loose.
A,
he likes it tight.
Yeah, a duvet cover. There's no top sheet. There's no extra blankets. It's just a duvet cover. And
that
then
feels
the
unsanitary.
Fitted sheet.
What part?
You need a top sheet. You need a sheet.
No, you don't.
The duvet and the,
top sheets are for psychos.
No, you need a sheet.
What do you need the sheet for? That's what the blanket does.
It's a separator between the duvet and your body.
What's wrong with that?
You need a layer of protection.
How dirty do you get? We know you
Buck Williams.
He needs the goggles.
I don't know if I'm ever going to see any evidence of porn again and not think of Buck Williams in my life. Like, what are you watching? Buck Williams? Highlights? Don't worry about
it. It's a great code name for
it, really is. What are you watching? 90s Buck Williams, man.
The answer to this question, by the way, if I can keep it on topic.
You're a psycho.
No, it's like...
Licorice and tucked sheets?
No.
You are psychotic.
What you need to understand is I like a tucked sheet for getting in, but by the morning, it is totally destroyed.
No, dude. When I go to a hotel, do you know that one of the first things I do? I set the bag down. I don't unpack. I go to the bed, and I grip it
right off. Psycho behavior.
No, it's not. No.
That's insane.
Well, I don't do it first thing when I get in there.
Dude, I hate it.
Once I'm in my room for the rest of the
night. It's cozy.
No, it's not. It's not cozy. It's the tuxedo of beds.
Constricting.
Nobody wants to wear that. You're crazy. I think you're crazy.
Well, I think that you are entitled to that very wrong opinion.
Just say without context what you have being delivered Saturday.
A 6-foot cutout of Shania Twain.
Again, an absolute psychopath, and we don't need to add context to it other than, oh my God, that's going to be delivered
to his
house.
Part of your Stanley Cup viewing?
It's for a blackjack game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think it's for Buck Williams, but what do I know? Mail sack question. The wife and I are planning a Viking cruise for our anniversary next year. We have narrowed it down to several options. The Mediterranean from Portugal to Athens, the Nile River in Egypt, Scandinavia and Great Britain, or a Caribbean journey that stops at 7 different islands. Which one do you choose?
Portugal and Greece.
Yep.
That sounds amazing.
Not even close,
yep.
Huh?
That to me is the winner. And also, like, I'm sorry, murder on the Nile. Like, I'm not doing the Nile.
No.
You're not on the Nile. You think there's a... I'm going to ask a stupid question. Can you see the pyramids from the Nile River?
You can see them from a Nile away.
You walked right into that one.
What did you say earlier about you on radio? God, the dad jokes. I've never been. I've wanted to go to the Mediterranean forever. It's my favorite. I discovered it's my second favorite cuisine.
Like, I want to go to those other places, too.
I love
too,
Greek food, man.
But for a cruise, like, that feels...
Well,
like,
I would never do a cruise.
But, like, the Mediterranean...
Well, the Viking ones are... There's, like, 150 guests. They're those big, smaller, long, more intimate flat ones. Yeah.
So you don't have to wear the helmet with the horns?
No.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to row.
Just trying for every dad joke you possibly can get in here. I would just, well, look, you're going to go on the Viking cruise regardless, listener. So I would choose the Mediterranean. It sounds like we're universal on that.
Yes.
I'd rather just fly into Greece. I'd rather just fly in and then, like, walk around.
I mean, you get to walk.
I'm an anti-boat guy.
I mean,
I'm not a boatman.
I love being on the water.
It goes into port.
I don't. I don't know what's going on down there.
So peaceful.
I'm terrified to swim in a swimming pool if it's too dark. Like, if it's 13 feet and it gets dark, I mentally tell myself they're going to release a shark.
No.
I'm not kidding. I have real problems with this. It's a real fear. So I'm not really a water guy.
You wouldn't swim with the dolphins, swim with the sea turtles out in Hawaii?
I've swam with sea turtles in Hawaii.
It's amazing.
But I was right next to the beach. I could stand. I just put my face in the water and see them swimming around. That was majestic. I'll give you that. But I wasn't like 14, 15 feet. In fact, where I snorkeled in Hawaii when I got married in Maui, where we swam, it was our last snorkel day. We snorkeled there for 3 hours. We got out, we packed our stuff, we flew out. When we landed, Bill Oram, I'm not exaggerating or kidding, the very next day, a woman from Lake Oswego snorkeled where we were in a cove, leg got bit off by a tiger shark. One day after. Just, thank you, big guy, sorry, lady, narrowly escaped it. That's my fear. Wanted nothing to do with that.
Just try to imagine what you'd look like with one leg.
I'd have a fake leg. You wouldn't know.
Oh.
You wouldn't be able to tell, okay? Mail sack. This one's for Bill.
Yeah.
Should the new owners of the Blazers overhaul the Moda or build a new arena? Come on, politician. Tell me what they're going to do.
I mean, I think the answer is that they're going to renovate Moda. I mean, in terms of should, are we saying they should build a new arena on the same site? Because I don't think I want the team leaving that site, because in terms of leaving, you know, the existing Rose Quarter, where are you going? Hillsboro? So I think that they figure out how to make it work at that site, whether it's a renovation or a quasi-renovation where you keep one wall but essentially rebuild it. But the building needs to be overhauled one way or the other. And so is there a way, does it get to a point where you're doing such a dramatic renovation that you need to figure out how to play in the Coliseum for a year to get it done? Like, That seems like
the most likely, doesn't
it? But the bottom line is that the Rose Garden, Moda Center, whatever, is, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. Mm. It presents well. Like, you can go to a game there and feel like it's fine.
Yeah.
But by NBA standards, it is dilapidated.
So you've gone to every arena. You were recently a beat guy before you got to
I've been to every arena except for Intuit Dome.
And was it in like the bottom what of the league to you?
Oh, I mean, at this point?
Yeah, right
bottom,
now.
Bottom three?
It's that bad?
Like Smoothie King Center in New Orleans is terrible.
Maybe I'm biased. I've lived here forever, and so like going to that my whole life.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you.
Like, I haven't been to as many arenas as you. I've been to Staples. Staples is cool. I've been to Old Key Arena, Climate Pledge. I've been to some arenas. I haven't been to that many, and so I just like I walk into it, and I don't think like. God, what a, like, I don't walk into it and feel the same way I feel as the Memorial Coliseum.
Oh, totally.
It smells like beer, piss, and popcorn.
One of them is 25 years old or 30 years old. Right. The other one is 70 years old.
Right. I don't feel that way, but you've been in all of them. So.
I think that there's a lot that happens that needs to be dealt with, like, behind the scenes, underneath. Like, there's not, like, you couldn't have an all-star game there right now because you don't have the space for, like, all of the stuff that happens underneath the arena, like all of the things that have to be set up and have to happen there. They did it in Salt Lake at the Delta Center a few years ago, and that was really, really tight, and they have more.
Just renovated theirs, right? They didn't rebuild anything?
They did a strict renovation, and they're actually going to do another one now to accommodate hockey, to make it more of a hockey-friendly arena, because it was built only for basketball. There was never a thought of having hockey in there. So they're in the middle of a huge renovation of their own, too.
We have a lot more MilSack questions to get into, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy-paste them, and I'm going to carry them over into the final segment. We'll end the show with more MilSack.
Yes.
But we will interrupt the MilSack, we do it every Tuesday at 15, with our daily ticker segment. Joe Handsome Freeman is going to join us. He covers Oregon State for the O. You know him well, OregonLive.com. And the Beavs are in the Super Regionals against his alma mater in Florida State. So we'll talk with Joe Freeman next Ticker on the Fan.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Oh, indeed, born at the beach. Shout out David, one of our listeners, went and got some of that new soda. Today's Daily Ticker is presented by Pelican Brewing Company. The return of the warmer weather, Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment you can see. I know I'm making our next guest thirsty. That's Joe Freeman, the handsome. Joe Freeman, OregonLive.com. You can find all his great work there, doing a great job covering Oregon State baseball, where yesterday they absolutely pummeled USC, who's in the Big Ten, 9-0, outscoring them 23-1 in two games, and just putting on an offensive showcase after their loss, advancing to the Super Regionals, taking on Joe Freeman's Florida State Seminoles. Good morning, Joe. How conflicted are we right now?
Well, there's no confliction. I'm an impartial, I don't care who wins reporter. This is you go in completely, completely dry. You're just ready to do your job. You know how I roll.
Well, I was also told that you weren't an alum of Florida State, which I forgot. I kind of teed that up, and then Orm's like, he didn't even go there. I'm like, that's right.
Yeah, no. I was born in Tallahassee and kind of grew up there part of my life. So my family still lives there, and much of my family went to Florida State, including both of my parents. But I escaped the southern heat for our beautiful Northwest up here.
Well, Joe, 50-6 after losing, I mean, holy dominance. Like, we knew this team was good. They had reached a little point at the end where people were like, I don't know, man, they can't beat Oregon. And then they end the season, I think, on a high note. They lose that first game. You've been covering a few years now. Where does that just rank of offensive output? Maybe statistically it's the greatest we've ever seen from Oregon State in a regional.
Well, the 20 runs that they scored in the opener of the doubleheader on Sunday was the most they've ever scored in a postseason game. So from that standpoint, it was a record. But, you know, this is a team that all season, well, they hit pretty well early, but for most of the season has said, you know, we haven't shown what we're capable of doing. They've had multiple players, including multiple potential high major league draft picks, go through extended, if not season long slumps. And one of them was the most outstanding player of the Corvallis Regional, Trent Caraway. He was supposed to be a potential day one or day two pick in the draft. And he, you know, batted, I think, 240 by the end of the season. He just had a really tough year. And he just hit a home run in all five of their games in the regional and just is on an absolute tear. He kind of caught fire there at the end of the year, figured it out. And here we are. You could go down the line. There's been more than one. A handful of guys have battled extended slumps. And so the offense kind of performed in fits and starts heading into the year. Their hitting coach, Ryan Gibson, thought it might be the even better offense than they had last year when they set the program record in home runs and bashed the ball all over the yard. And that just didn't come to fruition. Well, maybe it is now at just the right time.
Joe, I haven't had a chance to, hey buddy, it's Bill. I haven't had a chance to really dive into the tape yet on Florida State, but knowing that you have some familiarity with that program, what are we looking for this weekend? Like what are going to be the keys to this matchup for Oregon State? I mean, I just watched the Beavers score 300 runs in five games. So I just assume they're going to come in and romp who's ever in front of them. Is that a fair assumption at this point? What do I need to know?
Well, first of all, I'd like to see you dive into the tape. Let's get some video of that.
I do my work. I do my work at night in darkness.
Yeah, you're like Batman. Florida State has been pretty balanced and solid all year. They have, starting with their pitching, they have arguably the best starter in college baseball in Jamie Arnold. He entered the season as the projected number one overall pick in the draft. He hasn't quite had the season that maybe some expected, but he's still, been very good. He's 8-2. He's got a 3.12 ERA, and he's still a very high draft pick, probably a top five pick. And their starting rotation, three lefties, I think they've won, you know, over 20, 25 games or so. So they're anchored right there by a solid rotation. Bullpen, pretty sketchy if you talk to Florida State fans. That's their biggest concern about the team. But offensively, I think they have like seven guys that hit over 300. They've got multiple guys with, you know, double-digit home runs. And so they hit the ball all over the yard, kind of like we saw out of the Beavers over the weekend. Probably their best, if not their most exciting player, is their shortstop, Alex Lodice, who is a Golden Spikes Award candidate. So, between him and Iva Arquette, the Beavers shortstop, who's a top five draft pick possibility, we have quite a tandem there at shortstop for both teams. So, you know, I don't know if pitching is going to prevail in this or these lineups are going to stay hot. But there's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball and a lot of wins coming on both sides of the dugout and a lot of wins coming from each as well.
Joe Freeman's our guest here, OregonLive.com. Oregon State going to the Supers against Florida State. I just curious, you know, I know you're covering a team and you're in Corvallis and you're so day to day with a situation happening in one city. When you look around the landscape of baseball, having not followed it personally, seeing all of these massive upsets, the one and the two seed are out, 13 SEC teams get in, there's only four left. What have you made of the chaos and madness that has happened so far in the college baseball tournament?
Well, it was widely thought going into the postseason and certainly, you know, middle to late year, that this was a pretty wide open, balanced college baseball season. There wasn't a clear front runner like Tennessee that has been in recent years, including last year. one of the teams, Virginia, I think they started the year number two and they didn't even make the tournament. And so it's just a lot more parity that we've seen in recent than we have seen in recent years. Obviously, the SEC dominated. I think they got 11 or 12 postseason teams bids into the tournament. ACC was right there with them. So I'm not totally surprised that we saw so many upsets, but some of the, I guess, caliber of the upsets, I was surprised. I did not expect the number one national seed to go down, for example. I mean, I think that was the first time ever that the number one seed did not advance out of the regionals to the super regionals. So from that standpoint, I think there's three of the super regionals that remain, including the one in Corvallis, features two national seeds. So that speaks to how many upsets there were in the regionals. But, you know, I think that plays into Oregon State's hands a little bit. In a tournament that's wide open, they have as much of a shot as anybody.
We're against it already, so we have to let you go. But we were earlier talking about jersey debates in basketball, and I know that's out of, you're not covering that right now. But the Magic announced they're doing their Penny Shaq throwback jerseys for their City Connects this year. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Same reaction as the internet.
Mm-hmm.
What is the Blazer jersey you think they should bring back that kind of brings that same reaction to everybody else? Because I think it's the early 90s, late 80s black lower script Blazer road uniform is the one I want the most. Which one do you want the most?
I have always had an affinity for that old school one where the Blazer, it's written in Blazers and it goes top to bottom.
Yeah.
Drags down the one side. That's pretty fly. I like that one. I also like the Blazers in cursive across the chest. I like those real old school looks. But I'd probably say the lowercase Blazers going top to bottom down the
great
kind
choice
of the side of the
great yeah choice. It's exactly what Bill said. That's why you guys work together at OregonLive.com. It's where you can find all the great work. Joe, keep it up. Thank you so much. I know it's a turn and burn. We just had you on. Thank you for hopping on this morning. I know it's early. You're doing great work. You're doing a good job. Thank you for joining us and talking a little Beaver baseball.
Happy to do it anytime. We'll talk again soon.
All right, there we go. Good stuff. Joe Freeman, OregonLive.com is where you can find all his great work. We wrap it up with a little bit of a mail sack. We got to finish. We got to empty that mail sack as quickly as we possibly can. But before we get to this, I wanted to give you guys a heads up. I teased it earlier. I'm going to tease it again. A pair of tickets. You got to text WICK, W-I-C-K, to 503-864-6326 now to enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, in theaters June 6th. Head to 1080thefan.com for complete details. Again, text the word WICK, W-I-C-K, to 503-864-6326 to go watch Ballerina in theaters June 6th. Wrap it up with a mail sack next on The Fan. Well, the Bill Orme experience is almost over. The show's almost over. It's been great to have you for 2 days. I don't know if you're going to walk away going, I like this guy. I want to do a show with him again in my life. But it's been fun on my end. I've enjoyed you coming in.
I think it's been a blast. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
It's been a great place for me to get off these early morning thoughts that
all
I always have
takes,
as I'm
baby
usually rolling around in my tightly tucked sheets in bed just waiting for my kids to wake up. I'm thinking like all these things. Now I have an outlet for him, at least on these two mornings. Thank you.
If I was doing a Chappelle-style skit, but I could keep it hyper-local, right, a Portlandia in Portland, I would absolutely have a guy named Will Rome who is naked in a tucked bed, eating licorice while wearing goggles, asking when his wife is getting ready to come out and do the deed. And we would know who that would be about. Because it'd be you.
That would be an extremely hyper-local bit.
That would be very inside baseball for me to make that character happen. But my God, could you imagine seeing a character on television eating black licorice naked in a tucked bed with Buck Williams goggles? Saying it's about to get buck wild in here. Here's my Williams.
In a vertical Blazers jersey.
Absolutely. Well, your wife comes out of that. All right, here's a couple mail sack questions real quick. What is the food you can't stop eating? We have a listener said freshly baked bread. Mm. He would just keep picking and he can't stop walking over. I have a lot of these.
Yeah.
But if I was to answer this and say what's the thing the most, I have a big sweet tooth, but I'm going to go on the salty side here. I can't stop eating crunchy Cheetos.
It's something about how easy and convenient and quick it all is. I enjoy looking at it and thinking of Bam Bam from Flintstones. It's just a feel-good chip that I love to consume. It gets stuck in my teeth. Awful feeling at the end. But all-time dust on the fingers. It's crunchy Cheetos.
So I could go the rest of my life without eating potato chips. But if you put them in front of me, yep, I will devour.
Every bag is a single-serving bag.
Barbecue chips.
Barbecue? Yeah,
the barbecue.
Now,
the
what kind of barbecue?
The barbecue kettle, the backyard barbecue chips are outstanding.
Those Costco bags should be illegal to sell.
Outstanding.
Yes. It's unreal.
Any bag of chips is a single-serving bag.
Even the Costco sizes?
I will, as long as it's there, continue to just eat it until it's gone.
But here's the thing. I don't go through my day thinking, you know what I need is chips.
No.
I'm fine without them.
No, it's just
like until they appear.
I make a sandwich, I need a chip.
I'm okay without.
Jalapeno chip, my God. If you could dispense five liquids from your five fingers, which liquids would you choose?
This is like my personal
yeah,
like
you just
bar
put
gun.
Your fingers over your mouth and a liquid comes out.
I'll take water for the health.
Oh, God, that's so boring.
Tonic water, black coffee, bourbon.
You are off to an awful. Okay, you got one.
I want a good Pinot Noir.
You want a what? A good what?
Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir. Okay, well,
wow, Bill and I are.
We're not meant to be.
No, that's pretty much what
that's exactly
I would have.
What and
then,
would have.
I have our gin in there
you're
too.
Calling the swag.
Then out of my pinky, I would have an Arnold Palmer.
Of course you would. Although, yeah, okay, Arnold Palmer's a good choice there. I gotta have a Diet Coke in one of the fingers.
You do not need a Diet Coke.
Oh yeah,
what you need
I do.
To do is get off Diet Coke.
No,
it's gonna be good
I
for
love
you.
Diet Coke is amazing. You know who likes Diet Coke? Paige Beckers, bitch. Get you some buckets. That's gonna do it for us. Thank you, Bill Oram. Great job. Yeah, great job. It's not easy to do radio. Wake up early.
You make it easy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You do the talking. I just provide the looks.
Anytime I can see your mustache, I'll do it. Thank you guys for the mail sack. Sorry we didn't get to all the questions. Thank you, Bill, for coming in. Nemec's going to be in tomorrow. Thanks to Joe Freeman. Nice to have you back, Swag. We'll be in tomorrow morning. Dirt and Sprague, 6 to 9 on 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.